PHP here, and welcome to part 2 of creating a Flash real-time ActionScript-free chat application. We already covered part 1, now we're going to cover part 2, Kittle John McLean. Okay, so since this is ActionScript-free, we can use Flash CS3 or Flash CS4 for this project, so I'm using CS3 because I like it more. So we'll go into a new ActionScript-3 file. And once that's created, I'm going to set the stage size to, let's say, 480 wide and 360 high. Sounds good. Yours can be any size. I'm going to set the frame rate 30. Now, OK. And I'm going to put a gray background there. Grab the rectangle, or go to the Shapes tool, hold it down, and you'll see that it gives you all the shapes that you can choose, and you choose rectangle primitive. Throw it out on stage. Very nice. Okay, good. Make sure it's about the size of the stage. Doesn't have to be perfect. Alright, now let's get that into position. Let's make it look like we want. Beautiful. Okay, right click it, convert to symbol. Let's call it whole chat app. Short for whole chat application. And I'm nesting the whole thing inside of a movie clip. For some of you guys that have full flash websites, you might want to use this for your full flash websites, just by syncing the movie clip right in any way you want. Okay, now I'm gonna double click inside of it. We have a movie clip here called whole chat app on the main timeline. Double click inside of it, and here's where I'm gonna kinda build the application. So here in this layer, I'm gonna name this chat stage elements. This is going to be everything on stage that's not in the script layer. I'm going to put a new layer, insert new layer, call this AS3 chat script. Now, on the stage elements layer, I'm going to lock the chat script for now so I don't put anything on it. On the stage elements layer, we're going to start adding things now. Okay, first, let's make a title. So let's grab the text tool and set to dynamic. I'm going to set it to static for now and make it say Flash AS3 real time chat application PHP plus MySQL. Okay, so that's going to be the little title. Okay, so I have my little title in there. Now I'm going to drag out some components. Let's drag out the text area. Place it where we want it, and let's size it to be the size we want. Let's say, I don't know, maybe 380. Oh, bigger than that. There we go, 460. Maybe 220. Not even that high. 200. Okay, now I'm gonna take that, Control C, Control Shift V. So I selected it and then I pressed Control C, Control Shift V, which put in another instance of that same text area onto the stage. So it has the same width, and I'm gonna make the height just be about 80 or something like that. Not even that high. Maybe 60. Okay, now let's give these things instance names. This needs an instance name of input text, input_txt. This needs an instance name of output text, because this is where the chat is going to display in the big one here, in the output text field. The input text field is where they're going to be able to write in their chat. And now we need a button. Let's see, a button. Let's place it right there. Let's give it a label. Let's go into the parameters. Well, first let's set the parameters for, well, let's set parameters for all three. Let's start with the button. Parameter, we'll go with the label to say chat. Okay. Now this one in the parameters, we want this to be editable true. This one in the parameters, we want to be editable false. So the output text is non-editable, input text is editable, so they can write in it, of course. Okay, now that has an instance name. The chat button gets an instance name of submit underscore btn. And now we can place some dynamic text fields. Well, first let's use some more static text. Place some, just some labels here. Enter your name. Okay. Oops. Enter your name. That will sit right there. So that means we need a component, which is the text input. Just a regular text input field. Okay, now let's give this text field an instance name of uname underscore txt, which is short for username. So uname underscore txt, this has an instance name of submit underscore btn, input underscore txt, and output underscore txt. So now all we need is a couple of more labels here, so let's grab a text tool, and let's say 5 sec timer. And I'm going to put a few things here that you don't need to display to users, but I'm going to put them here for the tutorial. Okay, so these are little items that I'm going to display to you guys, but you don't really want to display these things to your users. So let's just highlight these three. Press Control C, Control Shift V, move them over just a little bit. And let's change them to dynamic text. Okay, so this will display the 5 seconds timer. Let's just put a zero in there for default. Zero. Let's make it a little bigger. Okay. This one should say zero as well by default. And then this one will hold the value that comes in at runtime. And you'll see what that is very shortly. So let's put these into place. These are all dynamic text. Let's change them to red so we can see a difference there. Dark red. Okie dokie. Now all they need is some instance names and we're ready to go. Okay, so this field here, this dynamic text field, we're going to give an instance name of timer underscore txt, and that's where our timer count will display, the ticking. This dynamic text field, the stored ID, we'll just call it stored ID underscore txt. And then this one here, this dynamic text field is going to be for taking the, or displaying the status of whether or not there's a new chat every 5 seconds when the check goes out or when the server call goes out. This one we're going to call status. That'll work. Status underscore txt. Okay, so everything is in place for our chat application. We have two layers. One's going to hold the script. One holds all these elements that I just placed here. Everything has an instance name and we're all ready to go, I do believe. So now I'm going to pop in the script and then discuss it. I'm not going to code it line by line because it's a little long. So what I'm going to do is just discuss what I've created with you. That way you get a full understanding of it. Okay, so you hit the ActionScript ReChat script layer there. Press F9, open the Actions panel. And that's where your script would go. Okay, so this script, this ActionScript 3 code is set up into three distinct sections. First section is for making the initial request to simply populate the chat window when they first come to it. Second section is for setting up the timer that's connected to a server call checking for new chats. And the third is parsing new chats to the PHP file when somebody presses submit or chat after they write something in. Okay, so that's how it lays out there, and I'm going to lay the PHP file out in the same way. It's going to have section 1, section 2, and section 3. You can see in each section here there's a URL request to a chat.php file. See, there it is there. And there it is there. I didn't have to write it in three times. I could have used the same variable for one URL request since it's the same, but I wanted to lay it out really the logic for you really simply so you can understand exactly what's happening. Alright, so let's talk about the first section. Now, first of all, I'm not going to go really in depth with talking about how to make a server call two-way from Flash to PHP, two-way back and forth, because I've already done that tutorial like six times in different applications here. You go to developphp.com, you click the Adobe Flash tab here, you go down to working with PHP and MySQL. The first one there is two-way Flash ActionScript 3 and PHP communication, where I do a nice comprehensive tutorial and give you an example file of how two-way Flash communication works between ActionScript 3 and PHP. So don't yell at me for not going really in-depth about this code, because I've gone in-depth about it eight times before. So go watch all my other tutorials before you yell at me, okay? Haha. Let's close that. We don't need it anymore. Now, back to the script. Now, here what we do is we send, basically we're sending one of those two-way requests here. In this first section, this is a two-way request that's set up into a function. It's called request entries. And right here, line 32, is where the function fires off to run all the code that's inside of the function. It's very simple. So what we do is, in the output text, which is the big window here, first thing is we give a message of populating chat window. Then we set a variable, and then we set up the URL request. Then we set up the loader. I'm not even going to explain all this. Go watch the other tutorial. So once the complete handler comes back, we run an if and else condition here to say if the target return body is equal to nothing, that means if nobody's ever chatted yet, we put no data coming through. Or you can just put no one has chatted yet, or brand new application, please chat, whatever you want. It's only going to show for a minute and probably only to you. Okay, so then we say else, we're going to output things that we get from the PHP control file, the chat.php file, and the stored ID, the output text, is what gets populated. So stored ID goes here, and then the chat output goes here, and that's really all that happens in that first request. And then we're sending to PHP a variable called requester, and its value is initial request. And then we load up the send right here is where it actually executes and sends to the PHP file this variable. And then in the onComplete handler here, that is where the data comes back from PHP and gets populated into these lines. So that's section one. And it's also important to note that section one will only run one time when they first initially come to the page or open the application. Section two is a timer, so that runs over and over again, depending on how long you set your timer for. Mine is set for 5 seconds here. So very simply up top, which I have a tutorial for setting and making timers at DevelopPHP as well, you can check that out. But pretty much I just set up a 5 second timer and then a function for the onTick event, and I place in that onTick event the tick value here in the 5 second timer dynamic text field. So that's what's happening there. You really don't even need that. You can remove that and the event listener for the on tick, but I have it there just for you to reference as you're building. Okay. But at the end of it, you can just comment that line out, and this, you don't need it. But here we have, so on the timer there's two event listeners. One is the on tick, which is this function I just discussed. Then another function is called timer complete, the event is the timer complete, and it's called on timer complete. And here it is here, function on timer complete. So every time this hits 5 seconds and the timer is complete, this function will run all of this code here, all the way down to here. And so what happens is we set up a new two-way request here. The only difference this time is we're looking to see if the event.target.datastatus line coming from PHP, its value is new. If it's not new, then we don't we're not going to repopulate the window because there's nothing new to repopulate it with. But if it is new, say this value comes back is new from PHP, then we're going to populate the chat body window again, renew the stored ID variable, and put the status line, whatever the status is going to be, what we set from PHP, which in tutorial number 3, we're going to work in that PHP file and make 3 sections for it as well. Okay, so down here at the very bottom, inside the onTimerComplete event, we're sending out the request at this line here, line 71. Pew, that sends out the request to PHP, sending a variable of requester with the value of chat check. This is the 5-second check. Every 5 seconds, this is going to put a call out to that PHP file to check and see if there's a new chat or not. So that's what section 2 is all about. And then we repopulate the stored ID. I'm sorry, we send the stored ID. So we're sending a variable called requester and then another variable called stored ID. So these are going to be posted variables going to a PHP file with a value of chat check, and it's going to have a value of whatever's in the stored ID text at that time. And I'll tell you why in part 3 we're sending these variables. Everything will be explained. So then we just send to the PHP file these variables, and when it comes back we check here in the complete handler. And so we, at the end of this, we just reset the 5 seconds timer. That way the whole thing is auto refreshing, and everybody, if there's 10,000 people on the application, they will see new refresh data as well as the people typing in the chats. Okay, now in section 3 of the ActionScript 3 script, we have parsing new chats to the PHP file. So this section is another two-way back and forth communication mechanism to PHP, but this one has the button event for the submit button here. So it has a button event that initiates that send to PHP. But basically it's just another sending variables and waiting for them to come back and then putting things into the fields when that data comes back from PHP. And the only difference here is that we have a validate and send function when the button is pressed and an event listener here for that button, the submit button. So when the submit button is pressed, we run the validate and send function. And the first thing inside the validate and send function is if there's no input text, or if somebody doesn't put something in their name field and the chat text field, then it won't send anything. And you can set up error messages here. That's what I put that there for. But the way mine's coded, it just won't send anything if they hit chat. If this is empty or this is empty and they hit chat, it just won't do anything. So you definitely want to code in something to give them a warning and say, eh, you forgot to put in your name, or bah, you forgot to put in this. Okay? So this line here breaks down saying if the input text length has no length, basically. The input text field has no length, that means there's nothing in it. Or, see these two bars right here? That means or. Or the user name text field has no length, then we give them this error. In my case, it doesn't do anything because I have nothing coded here. But you want to code it in. Maybe you want to output to the output text field or this text field to say, please enter your name. Or you are missing information in order to chat. Please enter your name. Actually, you can just put in that text field right here. If this error comes up, just put in this text field, say please enter your name and the chat and your message, and then they'll understand that they forgot to put something in. But I'm not gonna do all the work for you here, suckers. You gotta do a little bit yourself. Now processing underscore MC is not even made yet. I have to make that little movie clip because we set it to false right there and set it to true right here. So I'm gonna make that, and that's pretty much the end of everything. This is setting the new variables to send to the PHP file. This is the line that actually sends, that executes the load. And then we wait for everything to come back here in the complete handler. And that's when everything gets repopulated. So that's how it works. Since everything is free, I'm not going to give you a super in-depth rundown of the code. You're going to have to go and learn some ActionScript 3, sucker, if you don't understand what's going on here. But it's well laid out. It works fine. And we'll continue on in part 3, where we create the PHP file that's going to handle these three calls, these three sections. So basically, Flash is just sending out calls saying to check the have PHP check the database, the MySQL database, and then give us back results accordingly. That's what's happening in those three sections. All three are two-way Flash PHP communication mechanisms. All three sections here. Okay, that wraps up part two, and we have the whole Flash side of things done. And all we have to do is create the PHP control file, which we'll name chat.php, and that'll be the middleman between MySQL and ActionScript 3. And I will have these files available for download, but I'm going to have everything in pieces where you have to watch the videos to put everything together, or just be real slick and intuitive on your own. But in the download file, in the free download package for this tutorial, everything will be there, but it's going to be pieced up. Like, the action script won't be in the Flash application. You'll have to place it in yourself. You'll have to place all these elements on stage, just like I did on video for you, so you can understand it. So you're going to have to watch the videos. Ha 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 ha. Check out part 3, where we'll be finishing this thing up. Part 3 will be the last part. It'll be all done. And then the source files will be available.